This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. On Saturday, 10 new member countries will join the European Union. 8 of them were formerly under communist rule. Several of these countries have large populations of Roma people, usually called gypsies. They often suffer high unemployment at home and discrimination abroad. With the EU partnership approaching, many Roma people are deciding whether to migrate to the West in search of a better life. But if they do, they may find restrictions there on the right to work and an uncertain welcome. Alistair Sanford has this report from Slovakia.
Yuri Kotlar shows off a school photo featuring his six-year-old son. The picture of Peter with his classmates was taken at a school in Coventry in England. In 2002, Yuri, his wife and two children, left Slovakia and spent 6 months in Britain trying to claim asylum. Their application was unsuccessful, and now they're back in Slovakia after being deported.
Police come morning and send me home. I don't know a reason why. I also told when they send me home that I will come back. But they told me if you come back, we will put you in detention.
This is the village of Pavlotsa in eastern Slovakia, close to the Ukrainian border. Like half the people from the village, Yuri's family are Roma. So many of them here have spent time in England, 60%, says Yuri, that the road they live on is nicknamed British Street. The reason so many left, if only to be sent back, he says, is systematic discrimination in Slovakia. Yuri trained as a mechanic, but in 10 years he's barely worked.
I asked job many times, many factory, they didn't give me job. People not like here, Roma people, they don't give job if they see little bit black skin. So we have no chance here. That's why we go out, England or Holland, we want to find some new life.
Many Roma people in the area live in isolated settlements in extreme poverty, often without electricity. Children like Yuri's go to separate schools from their Slovakian counterparts in what amounts to educational apartheid.
We still have the racial attacks. We still have discriminatory practice which keeps people marginalized.
Erika is a Roma activist campaigning for better conditions for her people. She's angered by reports in some newspapers in Britain that hundreds of thousands of gypsies may leave Slovakia to go there. The British government has tightened the rules on access to welfare benefits among migrants from new EU countries and says they'd have to find work to be able to stay. Other EU countries have closed their labour markets altogether. Erika believes fears of a mass exodus of Roma people to the West are unfounded.
It's the Western European myth about gypsies going around the world, you know, nomadic people. Romani people in Slovakia are settled for 500 years. We are the part of the culture here. And to think that people, Romani people in Slovakia are so free and they will take their caravans and move to Western Europe or to England, they will cross the borders because borders do not mean anything to them. It's not true.
On the outskirts of Slovakia's second largest city, Košice, car showrooms and foreign supermarkets point to much European investment since the end of communism. Even so, average wages of only $350 a month will undoubtedly cause many to head west. Martina Grenjova is a journalist with Radio Slovakia International.
Many people from Slovakia will go to the European Union. They would seek better opportunities. And investors are counting on the cheap labor force here. So I think it can help both sides, you know, that we help you and you help us program.
Did you speak English?
Yes.
Back in Pavlotsa, Yuri's son Peter is eager to show off the English he learnt in Britain. The family have also spent time in Holland in the past. Yuri says he's determined they'll leave Slovakia again in search of work and a better life.
Maybe if I go to England, they give me a job, I will find some job for my wife or me. I want to put my children in school because I know if I put my children in school in England, they don't speak that you are from Slovakia or Roma people. They like him. We hope that he will go back again. England or Holland or another country, but we must go out from here.
Roma people rioted in Slovakia recently after the government cut welfare payments to strengthen the economy ahead of joining the European Union. But with most Western countries giving the impression of putting up barriers rather than removing them, many Roma people must be wondering what benefits, if any, EU membership will bring. For NPR News, I'm Alistair Sanford.